You'd think teenager is a disease instead of an age? I mean, the way parents talk about it when they suddenly have a teenager on their hands, you know, they get this apprehensive look on their face and they say, my daughter's about to be a teenager. You can hear the pain in their voice, the fear. 13's a tough year. Sometimes we want them to go away somewhere and come back, like when they're 15 or 16. Not really, but we really do love them. But when kids navigate through junior high and those kind of years, parents often look at one another, my wife and I did, and say four letters, which stand for four words. TTSP. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about four words for the hard times. Now, our word for today from the Word of God comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, and it's about, yeah, TTSP. What does that mean? Pretty simple. This too shall pass. I love the way the old King James says, and it came to pass. Well, when we said that about our kids in junior high, guess what? It did. It came to pass. This too did pass. All right, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Okay, you got my attention, Paul. After all you got beat up, why did you not lose heart? Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles. Did you get that? Man, doesn't it feel like when you're going through a hard time, it's going to go on forever? He says, our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. You know, when our son was, I think, 8 years old, he and I went to the grocery store together, and I had just gotten my allowance, and he had just gotten his, and I heard him jingling his change in his pocket, and we both headed out to do our shopping. I was pretty sure when I saw him in that long aisle of junk food that he was going to come out broke. Well, I did, after I bought all the groceries. I said, what'd you get? He said, oh, I didn't spend anything, Dad. I said, really? Why not? He said, well, Dad, I decided it's best just to spend on what lasts. Wow, that's what Paul's talking about here. To think about the things that are going to last, not the things that are going to pass. You're going to make bad choices if you make choices based on what's temporary. This is not always going to be here. Some other things always will be. You can't just decide based on the situation. You got to have non-negotiables that are based upon what's eternal. And even if the storm gets pretty bumpy, you ride out the storm. You don't bail out because of the storm. You know why? Because the storm is temporary. This too shall pass. Don't give up something permanent for something temporary. You almost always give up something permanent for something temporary when you make just now kinds of choices. So if you're facing turbulent times, ask yourself this question. What's temporary here? And then what's lasting here? Base your decision on that. Make that the basis of all your choices, your non-negotiables. Don't look at what's temporary. Look at what's eternal. TTSP, this too shall pass. It is a great clarifier when you're about to make a decision. And it helps you sort out life's two lists, the things that really matter and the things that really don't. Because guess what? Those lists get jumbled, don't they? But they clarify when you realize this is going to pass, this is going to be eternal. Because of Christ, our temporary situation can be put against the vast backdrop of the eternal. So decide on what will last forever, because the other stuff, TTSP.